This is KAYT-FM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport.
K223BI.
98.9 Monroe, West Monroe.
K255BT.
100.1 Lake Charles.
K261EB.
And KQJO-FM.
99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi.
And online at www.kaytfm.com.
Good morning, and thank you for tuning in to Proclaiming God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. Now listen as the prophetess gives you an insightful and spirit-led word from the Lord.
Peace and blessings, for yes, God is great, and he's so greatly to be praised. Thank you for tuning in on this morning. Come on, let us go to the Lord in prayer. Oh, gracious Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise on this morning. Oh God, we thank you for waking us up this morning, keeping us enclosed in our right mind. As we continue to decrease, oh God, increase within us, God, with your wisdom, knowledge, revelation, but most of all, understanding of your word. God, we thank you for every listener on the radio this morning, oh God. Father God, give them a financial need. Give them a special blessing, oh God. Whatever they have set before you, God, I pray that you will answer their prayers expeditiously. God, we will be careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In Jesus' majestic name we pray, amen and amen. And if you have your Bibles on this morning, could you turn them to Psalm 119, 1-3. That's Psalm 119. Verses 1-3, and I will be reading from the NLT version. And it said, joyful are people of integrity who follow the instructions of the Lord. Joyful are those who obey his laws and search for him with all their hearts. They do not compromise with evil, and they walk only in his path. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his word. And the topic for this morning, break out of the compromise rut. Break out of that spirit of compromise. People of God, in this season, we do not have time to compromise. We must say and do what thus said the Lord, even though we may not be understood. But long as God has told us to do something, we cannot compromise with the word of God. We cannot compromise with the ways of God. We cannot be in the world one day and out of the world the next. We must make up our mind whether or not we're going to live holy, sanctified for Jesus, or we're not. Psalm 119, verse 3 means that blessed, happy people are those who live righteously by not doing wrong, which is iniquity, and by actively following God's path, which is his ways. People of God, you're going to have some people that are going to be happy. Why? Because they're doing what God say do. The only reason that some people may not be happy is because they are not walking according to the ways and will of God. They are trying their best to do exactly what God has called them to do, and they are following his ways. They are demonstrating a life of total commitment to his word, a lifestyle of obedience, and a heart that seeks him above all else, making good laws that their life is going to be only for God and for God only. Oh, my God. So the key themes and their meanings of these three passages is they live in a life blameless and a life lived according to God's law. They are being undefiled and walking in God's law means that a person's way of life is blameless and conforms to the standards of God. This is not about a perfect unattainable standard, but a commitment to follow God's precepts in all aspects of their life. They have given their entire life to God. And they refuse to compromise with the ways and will of God. Better yet, they refuse to play Russian roulette with their lives. Once they make a full commitment, there are things that may and will come up against them. But God is their protector. But one thing for sure, they have made a vow to God. And they say, I am going with you all the way, no matter what may happen, no matter what I may go through, I'm going to serve you with my whole heart. They have made a total commitment, because this psalm emphasizes that this blessing is not just for those who follow God's rules, but for those who seek him with their whole heart. This means a sincere, undivided devotion, not a superficial or partial commitment. I'm not going to give him half of me. I'm not going to give him the parts that I want him to have. I'm not going to give him the ones that, hey, God, it's some things that I'm dealing with that I don't want you to touch. Because in order for me to hear completely, listen at the Holy Spirit well, you have to give him all of you, even the things you don't want him to touch, because it hurts so much. Oh, people of God, this is not the season to compromise with nobody. This is not the hour to compromise, because you are playing Russian roulette, not only with their soul, but with your soul as well. Because this is not the hour. You don't want nobody blood on your hands. And they also walk in careful obedience. I was speaking to another pastor on the other day. I say, I am in such a mode to where that everywhere I go, even my thoughts are even guided by God. I don't go everywhere. I don't say everything. I am in strict obedience unto God. Keeping God's testimonies and precepts refers to carefully and diligently observing God's instructions and living in loyalty to the covenant with him. This is seen as a way of life that is both good for the individual and a path to the blessing. It is mere action over mere knowledge. People of God, it is not enough to simply read and know the scriptures. Allow the scriptures to resonate in your spirit. Allow the revelation to come forth. The Psalms' meaning is, in the practice, the walking of God's law through one's activities and behaviors. Better yet, walk out the scriptures. Apply the scriptures to your life. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Sometimes when we compromise and do something we know is wrong or questionable, we think we are gaining an advantage with people. We are getting their approval and their acceptance. But that's all we are getting. Yes, as long as you compromising with their sin, they're going to be happy with you. As long as you compromising with their wrongdoings and where they're going, which you know God told you for to tell them to stop going that place. Yes, they're going to love you. And get this, preachers and ministers of God. Some things you got to tell some people. And yes, the money is going to stop, because why? You done told them what thus said the Lord. But as long as you tell them what they want you to tell them, what they want to hear, they will keep feeding you money. They will keep giving you money. Let me tell you something. All money ain't good money. You cannot pimp my anointing. You cannot buy my anointing. Because I'm going to tell you what thus said the Lord, whether or not you sow into my ministry or not, whether or not you sow into me or not, I'm going to still give you the gospel of Jesus Christ. Come on here, somebody. And this is just a nugget for the ministers and the people of God that has been called to teach God's word. Don't use that compromising spirit for financial gain. Hey, condo de diopo shake, my God. When you walk in integrity and when you live by what God says in his word and don't lower that standard, you are gaining an advantage with God. His favor on your life will take you much further than having an advantage with people. The favor on your life would take you much further than having an advantage with people. You may cut corners here and compromise there if you want to, but it's only going to hurt us and them in the long run. You may have made mistakes in the past and lacked integrity in certain areas. But listen here, the good news is that it's not hard to correct. It just takes effort. It takes you coming before God, repenting. It takes you acknowledging your mistake. It takes you saying, God, I got off course. Come on here, somebody. It's okay. It takes being open to change. It takes being willing to dig down deeper and do the right thing. Mm-hmm. It means breaking out of ruts where we have gotten used to compromise and being less than our best. Come on here. Don't you know that compromising spirit will allow someone else to control you? Mm-hmm. Because they will constantly be wanting to feed from what you are telling them, which is not of God. I would rather tell you what is right to help you than to tell you the wrong to hurt you. I want to see everyone saved. I want to see everyone walking in the righteousness of God. I want to see everybody living an abundant life according to the word of God. But I can't compromise with you. I will tell you what thus said the Lord and then back it up with scripture. Come on here, somebody. Let me tell you something. If someone tell you something and it's not backed with scripture, run. Run. Because everything God tells us, he is going to back it up with scripture. We got the Rhema word and we got the Logos word. He's going to back it up with scripture. So let today be a new beginning. When you prove you're a person of integrity, there's no limit to how high God will take you. Psalm 119 says there is just one way to live a life that is morally pure, and that is to live according to God's truth. There is no other way to live, but only live according to God's truth. So how is Psalm 119 relevant today? This psalm reflects the view that the Lord, who abounds in steadfast love and faithfulness, and who therefore freely and fully forgives his people when they confess their sins, loves his people without limit, and therefore guides the faithful in the way of life that is generally good and beautiful. So in all essence, once you decide, I'm not compromising, God, you called me, and I have accepted the calling, and I'm going to walk according to your will and according to your way. Let us pray.